Radish on the Radio is a partnership between Radish Magazine and WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Radish on the Radio digs a little deeper into issues related to local foods, environmental stewardship, and building healthy communities in our region. For this episode, Radish on the Radio met with blogger Wade Ellett at Lincoln Park in Rock Island.
Wade Ellett was tired of the 9-to-5 lifestyle of going to work, eating dinner, watching Netflix, and going to bed.
I just felt like there was more for me to do and more things to try, and I feel a lot of people feel that way.
So we created a blog called Intrepid Daily.
I write about encouraging people to get outside and be more active and try new things and just lead a more adventurous lifestyle in general.
Intrepid Daily looks at different gear, hiking, and biking paths and offers guidance on getting off the couch and getting outside.
I try and sort of post for the everyman because I'm not an elite performer or a performance athlete. I'm just a guy who happens to have been into Boy Scouts and knows a thing or two. So really, my stuff is geared for people who maybe have a little bit of experience or are just getting started.
The Quad Cities might not have mountains, and the closest national forest is about 8 hours away. But Wade says that there are a lot of neat opportunities for outdoor adventures in the area.
We've got great hiking in places like Black Hawk State Historic Site. Nearby we have Maquoketa Cave State Park, which, if you've never been in a cave, is an awesome place to go get your first experience. And then, you know, really, we're right on the Mississippi River, which for a century poets have been writing poems about in novels, and people have been singing songs. So it's pretty important, and we have the opportunity to do things like kayaking, canoeing, rowing, fishing.
On the blog, Wade writes rules for intrepid living, like maintain an explorer's mind, safety gear is cool, and every day is a whole new set of opportunities.
I try and focus a lot on people who may be caught up in this binary thinking of, I'd really like to go do the Appalachian Trail, but I've never hiked before, so I can't, so I might as well not do anything. And that's an attitude that I see a lot of people have. It's a lot of the questions that I run into of like, well, how do I get started? It's very simple to get started. The first step is just to get started, and then you build up to bigger and better things from there.
He encourages people to reach out to him with questions or feedback.
You know, I've had people contact me and say, you know, I've never been camping before and I really want to try. You know, I went hiking for the first time this weekend and I loved it. And then, you know, you have sort of things in the middle of that, which are, you know, I went camping and I didn't really like it. Everything went wrong. And I want to like it, but what do I do?
And Wade also pushes himself. The original mission of the blog has stayed the same, but he's setting some new personal goals along the way.
On a personal level, I'm taking on, you know, bigger challenges myself and trying things that I've not done before, which is great. And I hope there's a little bit of leading by example that will encourage other people to do that as well.
Wade is calling this summer the Summer of Adventure and says readers should keep checking the blog to keep up with his quests.
I love trying new things, and if I could just perpetually be doing different things, kayaking, canoeing, hiking, camping, all of it, I think I'd be pretty happy.
You can follow along with Wade's adventures at intrepiddaily.com, and you can read the full article about Wade by Todd Welvert at radishmagazine.com and discover more people involved in healthy living from the ground up in the pages of Radish Magazine. For Radish on the Radio and WVIK, I'm Radish Magazine editor Laura Anderson Shaw.
Radish on the Radio is made possible on WVIK by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.